Podfic of Hunger. A Goblin Emperor Fic by Imaginary Golux. Read by Caecilius in Horto. Shallion loves her time at sea. The rush of the wind, the sway of the deck beneath her feet, the smell of salt, the way the water chuckles against the bow of the glorious dragon, the vicious glee of battle, and the glow of victory as her crew sets free another little horde of captives from another slaver's holds. She would not give up her ship for anything. But there is always a hunger while she is out on the water, one that even the surprisingly good meals her ship's cook turns out cannot sate, one that no joyful moment in the crow's nest, as the wind whips her braids back, no snarling fury as she cuts down another filthy slaver, no quiet awe as she watches the sunset turn the sea to silver, can truly distract her from. It used to be, when she was younger, that Shallion hungered for freedom, for something outside the confines of the house she and her sisters shared, for the wide open ocean, and the chance to be someone she created herself, someone fierce and bold and dangerous, someone wild. And then she went out into the world, stowed away on a sailing ship, and talked the captain into letting her be a cabin boy, worked her way up through the ranks on half a dozen ships, and saved her pay and learned everything anyone would teach her, until she finally had her glorious dragon and a crew any captain would be proud of, and the freedom she's always desired. And now she hungers for the shore. Well, not for shore, per se, for what's on shore. For a little house in Solanay over the water, and a low voice singing in Anvenin, and the way Varno's golden eyes light up when she sees Shallion in the doorway, the softness of Varno's fur, and the warmth of her arms, and the soothing rumble of her purr, as they lie tangled together in the big bed that only just barely fits two large women. Shallion will never give up the sea, not until she is ancient and grey and cannot lift her cutlass. But now there is always something drawing her back home again, to sate that hunger with her Varno's kiss.